Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Forget about Magic Shave, forget about clippers. We deserve better products that work better for us. So check out getbevel.com today and use code The Read to get 20% off your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Now, let's get the show started.
Butterfly in the sky.
No,
I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know. Oh. Ways to grow. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
I can be
anything.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Bitch.
Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Ooh.
Reading Rainbow.
Rainbow. Oh, yeah.
Ho.
Hey, girls and boys.
I am Black and I'm Proud.
And I am Shaka Shake That Con.
Ain't that it,
and
bitch?
This is Reed.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Okay, well, I love her.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Everyone.
We are in the studio, not obviously on Thanksgiving Day because fuck y'all, but we taped this a few days prior. but we just didn't want to skip a week. We know, you know, this is a fun day for most of you, or if you have to work, sorry about that. Hope this gets you through your shift, you know.
Yes.
So. Stuff like that, because we're so thankful for all of you who listen to this show. So.
Have you a happy Thanksgiving, girl. The day
eat
that
everything
we
you want.
Where hundreds of Indian men, women, and children were brutally murdered by Europeans.
We're just going to pretend that didn't happen
and
be super gluttonous. Anyway.
Pass some greens, girl.
Yeah, and if you're going...
I passed a little green already.
Okay, see, you know what? You could have stopped, but then you just didn't.
But
you didn't have to, though, sis.
So today we're going... to celebrate Thanksgiving by having lists of things. We're just going to talk about things that we're thankful for.
Yeah.
Just whatever it is that we in our here and now are thankful for. Do you want to go first?
No, I actually think you should because I just have a feeling.
I'm obviously thankful for the Platinum Edition of Beyonce.
So let me know. Like, describe to me. First of all, 7-Eleven and Ring Off. Now, I will tell you now. Do you want to get into this first? Because you can. This was yours.
So, here's the thing. Okay. Let me take a...
Bitch.
Because I have so much.
Okay.
7-Eleven is like the worst Beyonce song ever. It is so bad, but it's so turned. Like... So here's the thing. When I first heard it, and I blame y'all, I blame all of you, because the thing was, I wanted to celebrate this the way that Beyonce wanted for me to celebrate this, which was for me to hear all of this and get all of this on my birthday, the day of the album's release. But you niggas decided that you wanted to leak songs early and all of this kind of bullshit. And so she had to rush this video out. And then all you niggas are asking me questions about it and putting the damn clips up on my motherfucking Instagram. So I had to go watch the damn video. And I was sober. Now, I was planning on getting fucked up on the 24th and enjoying the album right there while I'm wasted. So I would have been in the perfect mindset for the first song.
Yeah.
And I would have been introduced to 7-Eleven the way that I should have been.
Right.
So really, this is y'all's fault.
Okay. Yeah.
Because when I first heard it, I thought, this is so dumb. Like, all she's saying is wave your hands side to side, put them in the air, smack it in the air, hands is up, hands is down, slip it around and do the Dougie.
My foot up.
And then break it down.
Charlie
Brown.
Up.
Drums in the house, watch your mouth. Yes. It's just like, it makes
on a strip club beat. Like, that's why you have to be fucked up when you hear it. And then you realize, oh, this shit actually goes the fuck off.
And so though, all you bitches decided that you wanted to come for me because I said that I didn't like it. And you're talking about Migos, Crystal, and everybody else in the world in my
Well, bitch, because
no,
it applies.
No, no,
because
it doesn't applies. Motherfucking apply.
Yes, it does.
You are not New York.
How does it not?
Because Migos is repetitive on a hook, and then they slay you with ratchet
no,
verses.
No, they do not yes, slay do. You with no
they slay
fucking
you ratchet verses
okay,
and legendary hook flows.
You're not gonna lie right now.
Yes,
no,
they do.
You are
each
not
and
going
every time.
To lie.
Now listen, the first Migos song that I ever heard was
Them
Versace.
Niggas.
Listen, the first Migos song I ever heard was Versace, and they say Versace 365,000 times on that song. And I thought, this is the worst piece of audio that has ever entered my life. I didn't understand why anybody liked Migos because that song was nothing but the word Versace. And then I heard Hannah Montana and I thought that was the Gucci Man. So I said, well, this is Gucci and I'm just going to like it because it's Gucci. Like, I just have to. That's in my DNA. But then I realized it was Migos. So I said, you know what? Let me go and listen to these people's music. And then I heard Fight Night and I saw the light. Fight Night, it entered my spirit in a way that I just knew that it was, that's where I needed to be in my life at that moment. And so Migos, ever since then, they have never let me down. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever.
But
I don't care.
2 minutes and like 45 seconds of this Beyonce song is just talking about spinning around and holding your knees or whatever. And it just didn't make any sense to me at first because I was sober. And it was like, oh, there's Blue Ivy. She must have wrote it. Like, I was so confused. I didn't. But then my birthday came around.
But you just gone.
My birthday came around and I got wasted and I turned it up on my Beats pill. And then the twerking, it gripped me. I had to dance. And then when that alcohol portion comes on.
This is how you should have known. Not
I thought
to
I
even,
was on South Beach.
You shouldn't have even trusted your initial judgment because normally when you look at videos or listen to music, you are not sober. So you should have known when you heard that song, you were sober. My opinion is going to change when I'm not. Like, you should have figured that out.
But I've never felt that way about a Beyonce song.
I mean, I didn't love it either, so it's only so much defending I can do. Like, not until the video came out was I just like, okay, this song fucking
There's
goes
just,
off.
There are artists that I go to for, like, a bunch of repetitive, like, ratchet nonsense on a hood beat. Like, I don't know what the fuck Young Thug says. I don't know that the nigga speaks English. I'm not sure if he's an earthling, but his music is so good. And I do, like, it's just, it just makes me feel good. It makes me just want to bust open a bottle of Hennessy and just be horrible. But Beyonce is not one of those people. Like, she's not one of those people that I've just be like, give me a beat and I don't give a fuck what you say. Like, I don't feel that way about her. But when
but
I got fucked
up.
It's
a fun song. It's like a go pregame,
it's a pre-game
with your
song.
Bitches at the house. Yes, let's get fucked up and do our makeup.
Which is the video
and get
makes
ready for
sense.
The club. Yes.
When I got
I
wasted and danced to it and then I watched the video again, I was like, oh, so they in the hotel pre-gaming. That,
right.
Like, that's what this song
and
is.
Blue Ivy is so over her. Like, girl, I know.
Just like
Beyonce, we have been doing this all day.
We have been, you've been dancing on stages all goddamn
like, girl,
year.
We have done nothing.
The whole
Look
year.
At us.
I can't take one nap. You had a dance on the bed, too. I have been watching rehearsals just 365 days, mama. Like, what? Like, she just.
Yes,
Bisaye,
I fucking get it, girl. Yes, you're dope. But can you just stop? Like, I know that I asked you for my goldfish a smooth 15 minutes ago, young lady. And yet here I stand.
You see, she was in one little clip of it. And she was gone.
Blue Ivy was on screen for 0.3 seconds, and you could tell that she was over
she was
her
like,
mama.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to go into the other room.
You're acting real Kardashian, and I just can't.
I can't.
I need to be away from you when you get like this. Like, I cannot deal with you, mama. Blue Ivy was over Beyonce's shit. It was adorable.
I do love Ring Off, though, because it was
Off
a read.
You know what I feel like? I feel like this is her way of making up for that nasty ass daddy song that kind, I mean, honestly, in retrospect, daddy is a little bit creepy. It just doesn't, for this girl to just be writing, singing this like love song about her father and all, it just, like, I understand you know, maybe the intention or whatever. But for me, as an adult now, looking back on that song, I'm like, oh, who
the
fuck?
Yeah, I never really liked that.
But I feel like this is her way of saying, okay, you know, that's something I did as a teenager and under my father's influence. Now I'm a grown, independent adult woman, and I understand what my mama sacrificed. And this is a real-ass song about how proud I am of her for that. Like, I completely identify with the song, and I love it.
The whole song translated for me, like, it should have just been called You a Bad Bitch. Like, it was like, it was kind of like, it was like she's like you.
Yes. Like, look, it's so good.
She stormed that wedding. Stormed.
I was like, Beyonce is gorgeous. Oh my God. Jay-Z looks so nice in the suit. Even Solange, Blue Ivy. I had died for all of them. But bitch, when I saw Miss Tina, I said, okay, shut the entire goddamn function down then, mama. Walk the fuck in the room
I
then.
I bet you she just walked through the lobby doors of whatever hotel. And
like,
it was just a
gust and the people just
of
parted.
That just knocked everyone back. Nigga. And it was just like, yes, it is I. Yes, like,
I have descended.
Yes,
you're all
me.
Welcome.
Miss Tina, watch him out.
She looked fucking amazing. And then her man behind, right there in his spot.
Get your life. Grab a piece of it.
Somebody put like a side-by-side on Tumblr, and on the left it was like Miss Tina and Matthew, and then the caption on the right it was her with her new man at the wedding, and the caption was just like, after you listen to Upgrade You, like, what happens to your life? I mean, like, Miss Tina just completely, everything about her has stepped up, and I love it. I stand for her.
So what's one of the things you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for Facebook lists because they give you the ability to take all the people in your life that you really wish would just go away, but there's no polite way to say that, and make them disappear from your social media experience entirely. Like, I don't understand why every other social media app doesn't have the same thing. Seriously, like, dead ass. Do you know?
I don't really use Facebook.
Okay.
So.
I don't. How do you get away with that? Because, like, no. My family, I just don't feel like, do you not have, is, like, people in your family not, like, harassing you about Facebook? Or, like,
no.
Nobody is just, I feel like I would miss out on a good number of updates from people that I actually do want to keep in touch with back home if I didn't have Facebook. Oh, okay.
I could just call them.
Okay. No, see. So, but you have the people that you do want to keep in touch with, but then you also have, like, this entire network of motherfuckers that you used to know back in the day, and they get on your fucking nerves. And Facebook is always behind every other social media app. Tumblr has gifts done as soon as somebody's performance is over. Twitter knows the news damn near as the news happens, and then 2 weeks later Facebook like catches on. And so they just always late on everything. They are still doing the Kermit and the starter packs. Like, they are still. Listen, you have to get off, you have to, and Facebook has this fantastic filtering system where you can make all these annoying ass, stuck in the late ass social media age people go the fuck away. It's fantastic. It has saved my sanity. I've made a whole list of people who are, I'm dead ass serious. I have a whole list of people who are like Republicans, and I just don't see any of their status updates. It's like they don't even fucking exist. I'm just completely serious. It's a beautiful thing. Imagine you don't use Facebook, so you can't identify with me.
I don't even get it. Oh, like, I don't even, so. Facebook, just, there's so many buttons. It's like a spaceship. Like, I don't have time for all of this.
It's like, and my Amy's on, like, my daddy's
all
side
these
of stuff.
Columns
like,
and pokes and likes and hearts and ladybugs and all this bullshit. I don't even have time for all that.
I'm so jealous. I want to get rid of mine. But then, I mean, we have a Facebook for the show, so.
We do.
You stupid motherfucker.
Well,
you piece of shit.
The more you know. Well, that sounds lovely.
There's something wrong with you. I have been saying follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read for like a year and a half.
Oh my gosh, you do be saying Facebook too. Well,
you are so fucking dumb.
There's that.
Oh my God. I swear I don't want to be friends with you no more. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I wish you could mute people on Instagram.
Oh, see? Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, Facebook is garbage about everything else. Like, it's a terrible app. But they get their filtering shit right.
People just be taking unfollows too seriously. And I just don't be wanting... Like, I don't even want the whole... Like, I just be... Like, just... I just don't want to see what you're talking about. Or I just don't want to see your picture.
That's all it is.
And it doesn't...
It's nothing personal.
It's not personal. I just don't want to look at this.
I just don't like the way you use this app. I don't like it. But I still want to be your friend. I just...
Why is it so hard?
Like, if you didn't like my tweets, it's okay, girl. You could say, sis, your tweets, I can't handle them. I'll be like, it's fine. Like, you still have my iMessage. Like, be cool. It doesn't mean I don't like you. It's just, but people do get very deep in their feelings about that. But I've noticed the people who tend to get super serious or sensitive about it are people you don't even know in real life anyway. So it's just like, who the fuck even cares then? Like, okay, you mad about an unfollow? Girl, I don't know you. All right, and
I am thankful for video games.
Why is that? Oh, you got the Wii I gave you. Is that what you're talking about?
Two things. First of all, yes, the Wii is tremendous.
I just realized I was looking in the closet the other day and I have the sensor bar that I think I didn't give to you, so I'll bring that.
Yeah. The game that I wanted, Smash Brothers, is absolutely... breathtaking, I feel like, is the word that I would use. And I'm going to get a new TV soon, so I just can't wait to see what gifts await.
Okay.
In Smash Brothers, but specifically, I wanted to talk about Grand Theft Auto 5 because, first of all, this is a fantastic game. Like, it's based on, like, California, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is Los Angeles specifically, but it looks just like, if you've been to LA and you've been to San Fran, it looks just like it. Like, mm-hmm. there's so many different things that you can do. Obviously, it's very controversial. It's extremely offensive. There's so many terrible things that take place in it. Like, you know, there are prostitutes and strippers and crackheads and all kinds of nonsense and murder.
Got it.
Just... fuckery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But today I just decided to use it like a bit of a stress
reliever.
I'm
so bad at video games.
So, you know, Grand Theft Auto, you just kind of play like criminals, basically, thieves.
My brother had that game. It's very graphic.
It's terrible. It's really, really
can't
bad.
You can do some very terrible things to women in that game, if I remember correctly.
Very terrible things to people in that game.
Okay, that is
a
little
sick.
There's
like waterboarding and all kinds of things.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty bad.
Though there's a torture method.
Like, it's controversial. Like, this is...
And yes, I can see why.
It's a horrible game.
Yes. But you own it.
Yes, because I'm a grown-ass man.
Got it.
So I wouldn't allow children to play this game, and I wouldn't suggest that children play this game. But I'm grown and I have sense. So, right. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Today specifically, I used it to just kind of drive around and shoot police. So...
So this is the sort of thing that you can do.
You can do. It's optional.
But sometimes you have days where you just need to feel like you can get on top of the oppressor. Sometimes you just need to feel like there's a way you can win.
In this game, there are three characters that you can play as. Two of them are white and one of them is black. So you already know who I chose. And I just, you know, I just decided to use all of the, you know, grenade launchers and mm-hmm. AKs and rocket launchers and
what did you
Uzis.
Name him?
Oh, his name's Franklin in the game.
Oh, I thought you could pick a name.
No.
I was calling him Antoine in my head.
Okay. Antoine lives in Virtual Compton.
Okay.
And, you know, but I drove around to the nice side of the city and I fucked the police department up. And there's actually, there's actually a cheat code to make you invincible in the game.
Jesus.
So no matter what they shoot you with, you won't die. So I could just actually like run up to police officers that are shooting me and then just stab them. Like, I blew helicopters out of the sky. Like,
just, something's so wrong with you.
So.
Sometimes you just need that moment, though. I spent a lot of time thinking about.
I mean, it's just a video game.
I spent a lot of time thinking about that day when I cussed out that NYPD officer, you know, Little Miss Color Contacts, and then yes. her cohort. I really relish that moment. Like, that sustains me a lot of the time when I need just something to get me through the day. Like, girl, remember that time you cussed out two NYPD officers and lived to tell about it? Like, I consider that a personal achievement.
Right.
And so I don't blame you. Sometimes you just got to get the stress out.
If you have a PlayStation system, the cheat code is right X, right left, right R1, right left X triangle.
Well, thank you for doing that so people won't tweet me about it like I fucking know. Because none of what you just said made sense to me.
So just in case you have that game and you know how great it is, you know, there's
I haven't done cheat codes in forever. The last
I appreciate the fact that they threw cheat codes back in there. I miss cheat codes.
The last video game I played on a regular basis was Sonic the Hedgehog.
So. Classic. All his games suck now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun back then.
Because they don't do it like they used to, where back then when shit made sense, it was all sideways. You know, it was like 2D. It was from the side.
Mm-hmm.
They trying to make this nigga like riding spaceships. We don't want to do
it. Sonic was dope.
He's supposed to just run fast.
Right. Right. And he could do all kind of... Like, it was just, it was fun for me. I loved that fucking game. And then we had the Sega Channel, which I think was five.
The what?
You didn't know about Sega Channel?
What the fuck is that?
It was like $5 a month, which came out of, I don't know, our allowance or some shit. But it was this network thing where you could go on and every month they had different games. They would reload different games that you could play. Mm-hmm. And you could, I swear this was a real thing. There's no way I made this up. There's no way that I'm
No, that sounds familiar.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know now how it worked because there was no internet then.
I kind of feel like I had that too.
But maybe it was something through the TV, like it was a special channel. I have no idea how it worked logistically.
I think that I had that
But
too.
Yeah, we had that. And me and my brother would spend like countless hours Sega channeling and playing all the Sonic games.
And now all them systems cost like $500 damn.
Right?
Because all the eBay hipsters want them.
Yeah. That I had an original Nintendo. God, probably 4 years ago or something. I played Mario Brothers all the time.
I want a Game Boy Color.
Bitch.
I do.
Do they still even have games for that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I was too old for Game Boys when they were a thing. So I missed out on that. I did. I missed out on that whole, I don't even think, maybe my brother had one, but I was never into it.
I got into right in the Pokemon era was when
Yeah,
I
I've never played Pokemon.
Woo!
I have never played Pokemon. I have no idea what that game is about.
My mother would say Half-Life gone.
The last, like, the only handheld toy I had, like, that was the Digipet. Do you remember those?
Yes, because mine got taken from me in fifth grade. I've never seen his ass.
I thought that the Digipet was training me to be a mother, and I figured I was going to be a pretty shit mom because my kids were consistently hungry and filthy. And I was just like, am I supposed to? I cannot come check on this every 2 hours.
I like the Digipets though because they looked like animals. But then the Tamagotchis, they looked like viruses.
Yeah. that was bizarre.
I didn't like those.
That was a weird trend. But them shits, there was a keychain for that. And so I had my
Digipets. I think
Digipets.
That they still make those.
What?
Yeah, I think that those are still.
Kids are still
like,
that boy.
They brought it back. Like, they rebranded the shit. They did it to Bop It and Skip It and all that shit too.
Do kids even have the space to go outside and skip it in New York? I've never seen a child skip it in New York.
I don't know if I've seen a child skip in New York. What do you
Not
without
getting cussed the fuck out. Oh, I don't know. What? I don't know. I don't know. You should think of another one.
I'm thankful for lotion.
Well, who isn't?
Plenty.
Wait.
Do you want to talk about all these bitches out in this motherfucker? Listen, if I am ever out and I see a bit of ash on me, I immediately find.
Yes, I've seen you do this
every time.
I've seen you be like, oh wait, am I bitch, am I ashy? Like,
No. Where's Dwayne Reed?
Like, you'd be like so incredulous. Like, you cannot believe you are ashy. Like,
because it's not, there's no excuse. There's never an excuse to be ashy or musty in public. There's no excuse. Find a place.
Okay.
To get that taken care of. It's not right. And it's wintertime now, so you already know that's going to do to skin.
Yes.
Stock up.
But.
What are you thankful for?
I'm out of it today. I'm very
You have to be thankful woozy. For something.
I am. I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I just don't think most of them I can say publicly. So. Don't look at me like that.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm thankful. Come on. Surely I can think of something, right? Like, I sound very ungrateful right now.
I'm thankful for my apartment.
So you're going to talk about it?
Yes, because this forces me to go home and do a video.
Well, I wanted to say that I was thankful for how happy you've been lately. Because your whole everything has changed. But yeah. I didn't want to put your secret out there, so.
Well, now I have to go. Now, yes, I'm so thankful for.
Yes, you did it.
This apartment.
And you're living alone now.
Let me explain something to you.
Your mood, like, you have been a 150% more pleasant person in the past few weeks than you have, like, in the entire time I've known you. I had no idea you could be this happy.
Let me explain. Listen, when I wake up, do you know what I hear? Not a goddamn thing.
You don't have to do this.
And when I go to sleep, do you know what I hear?
Nothing.
Not a motherfucking thing. And I eat all the snacks. Every snack I want, I eat it. And I walk around in my drawers if I got drawers on.
Okay.
Because that's
yikes.
My motherfucking house.
Okay.
And I do what the fuck I want to do.
And nobody lives there but you.
Nobody but me.
That is the dopest shit. You are so excited.
It's fantastic. And I'm going to get a big, old, black, ignorant-ass TV. And I'm going to watch all the movies.
We're never going to get you out of that fucking
Never.
Apartment.
And it's about to be blizzards and shit around this bitch. I will see your asses in spring. Good evening.
I'm literally
Amazon.com with the Prime on the side, bitch. Send all the Blu-rays to my humble abode. I will see you bitches when it's warm again.
This is fucked up. Your apartment, we're gonna lose our friend. I don't blame you. Like,
oh,
the
girl.
The winter is a terrible, terrible thing. Like, nobody goes out in that bullshit. Thankfully, it has actually been, like, very decent over the past couple of days. Bitch, yesterday, do you know I was outside in a t-shirt
and
no coat? Walking around, it was 71 degrees. I said,
happy
bitch.
Happy birthday to me.
It was a glorious day. Like, the weather, it could not have been better for the fucking end of November, my nigga. I was thrilled.
Thank God.
New York can keep this up. Please don't let it get. Oh, but then I heard it's supposed to be a bunch of snow coming in over Thanksgiving.
Is it coming in over here? Or is it coming
I've heard Wednesday, which is tomorrow, which is yesterday for y'all. Like, yeah. So, but Wednesday is supposed to be like, I've heard 1 inch and up to like 6 or 7 inches coming in. And I'm just like, do not let this stop us from getting to our destination for Thanksgiving. Because, bitch,
I'm out.
I am thankful for all the fucking food I'm about to eat.
Let me tell you about
bitch.
It.
First of all, the honey baked ham has been procured. Shout out to Kia for sending us a video of the ham.
The ham will be had.
Bitch, we are going to fuck it up this Thanksgiving. I cannot wait. Like, I'm so hyped for all this shit. We about to just be
gluttony. And you making brownies.
Yes, I agreed to make them damn brownies. Kia is going to do all the other cooking. I'm going to just stay on her way.
A red velvet cheesecake brownie.
It is not that.
You take one bite of it.
Okay, that's enough.
Kia said this to me.
You are
and
doing
I said
lot.
I have to experience it. and she meant it. You take one bite of it and you are full for the rest of the day. You just take a bite and just let me put this back in the fridge because I don't have to eat shit else. I am full.
Yes, and I only, so rich. They are such a pain in the ass. I only make them now on Thanksgiving.
Do you have Beyonce albums in it? Like, it's just
okay, you are doing a lot.
So good.
We are going to eat our fucking asses off, though, my nigga. Like, are you ready for this? Like, bring your stretchy pants. Bring your oversized t-shirts. Because it's about to be, like, just
I'm not making
sinful.
No damn resolutions to lose no damn weight either. I'm just going to go and do my damn best. I'm not making any resolutions at all.
I didn't make any resolutions to lose weight, but I did have a vision board, and I did put Beyonce a still from the Drunken Love video on my vision board, and so I think that helped me. But I didn't I have lost some weight, but that was mostly just because I decided to get my health together, not really like dieting or anything. So, but I feel like Beyonce motivated me in that way. There's nothing wrong with that.
Beyonce motivates me in a multitude of ways.
Plus, you don't need to lose no damn weight. Wait, where? Wait for what? That's crazy.
Oh, I'm huge.
Oh, okay. Are we doing that? Are we doing that right now? Because you're not.
I am gigantic.
Who are you comparing yourself to? Because
I just want to be shaped like Trina for the rest of my life.
Aren't you already shaped like Trina?
No.
Okay. Get the fuck. I don't have time for this bullshit.
Like, that's all.
Okay. I don't see how you're dissatisfied.
I'm thankful for
every
Trina.
Time you put up a picture of yourself in your drawers or your swimsuit.
I have never
a million
put up
likes.
A photo of myself in anybody's drawers.
It might as well be drawers. I don't know what you think makes swimsuits any better than drawers.
They're not drawers.
How
They're
is that any better?
Because you're not supposed to be seen in your drawers.
But. So you can't be seen in your drawers, but you can be seen
They're
in a bikini.
Drawers are undergarments. Those are not undergarments.
But you don't take a picture of yourself using the garments for what they're for.
I be in the water.
No, okay, in the water with your ass to the side.
You hush your black mouth, tramp.
Bitch, don't try to sit up here and act like somebody just caught a can and then view in the fucking ocean, nigga. You be posing. Knowing that your ass is gonna get a smooth million likes
lies.
On Instagram and all them thirsty ass comments.
Lies.
Bitch, you be knowing.
From your Negro mouth.
You are so stupid.
All lies.
Yes, okay, whatever you say.
What are you thankful for?
I did the last one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said I was thankful for the food we gonna eat.
And I said that I was thankful for Trina.
Oh, I thought you just said you wanted to be shaped like her.
Because I'm thankful for Trina.
Okay. We'll now have to think of another one.
Well, good luck.
I'm thankful for H&M for always having a whole outfit that I can get for $30 or less that has come in handy quite a few times.
Morning? Because that's as long as the outfit's going to last your ass. You're going to pay $30. It's going to last your ass through brunch.
First of all, that is not true. I only have to throw away my H&M clothes like every 4 to 6 months. They last longer than a day. Like, they ain't that bad. It's $9 for a pair of leggings, my nigga.
No, I still have clothes from H&M that I wear all the time.
I just almost exclusively at H&M. I'm going to have to... I'm serious. In 2015, I'm going to make an effort to actually put clothes together because I dress like a college student.
I love their basics. Because they're extremely comfortable and they cost $3.
Yes.
Maybe $20.
Exactly. If my titties was little enough, I would get bras at H&M, but I can't. It's unfortunate. They told me that I was like an F and I just don't.
What is that?
It's a cup size. It's a entirely too large cup size. It's a pain in my ass. It's a pain in my back. They hate it. I wish it was not so, but it is. And it's girls with no titties stay be like, oh, big titty bitches always complaining about. Well, bitch, listen. I know that it might be a pain in the ass to you to have little titties, but it ain't all a walk in the park over here neither. Shit. Let's just be mad together. Let's join together.
Titties just seems like cumbersome.
Yeah.
Just like, just
yeah. And then you can get cancer in them. So, like, okay, fantastic. Yeah. We're just going to carry it around. And then you have to, all kinds of crazy shit that can happen. It's like, what even? It seems like you should be able to sign up for titties. Like, do you plan on using these? Like, are you going to have kids? Will you breastfeed? Do you want to?
The Kardashians do.
Ugh, don't talk to me about them people.
So, like, why do people get more titties?
Because bigger titties normally means more money for women, depending on what field you work in. And probably most, just overall. People like to see women with big titties. Sad but true. Huh. Yeah, women with no titties or very small titties get made fun of a lot for that. It's just like asses. Y'all done somehow made girls feel bad for having totally normal asses, and now y'all getting all kinds of bullshit pumped into your asses in fucking hotel rooms and shit, paying $400 to a bitch you met on Craigslist. Crazy shit. I don't know how y'all get caught up in all that. Huh, more power to you, though. Like, I don't have nothing against all them surgeries. If that's what you want to do, then do it. I just don't get it for me.
I always say, go for it. But just be reasonable. Just be reasonable. We have so many people, not going to name no names. You have so many people who you can use as example of the road to not go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Bruce Jenner is alive, and
mm-hmm.
Lil' Kim exists,
mm-hmm.
and, you know.
All kinds, really. Just all the Kardashians. They could all stop.
Everyone.
And stop acting like them bitches have always had them asses.
That's the worst part.
It is. It is.
Michelle. Just don't insult our intelligence.
Like, it's fine if you got an ass.
We don't
girl.
Care.
We don't care. But don't act like you didn't. I don't. Nikki is bad about that. Sweetie, we know you did. We saw the implant on stage. We know it,
I don't
girl.
Know if she denies it. I feel like she talks her way around it, or she has talked her way around it. And then at one point, she made fun of it. Like, we know, and I think she just doesn't ever talk about it because
maybe.
We don't care.
I don't
it
know.
It looks good, usually, if it's not falling out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like these girls look bad, but most of them. But you ain't about to sit up here and act like you was just born with that ass, girl. We know you were not.
I just don't care. Like, do whatever you want to do, because what's really happening is that people are making you feel like you need to go and shove all of this Mattel bullshit inside of your body, and make it all big. And then when you do it, everybody's going and bash you for it. I don't give a shit. I just wish you would stop lying. I'm saying.
Yes.
Because I don't care.
Okay. Should we take a break now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break.
A break and come right back.
It's been a long day.
Hey guys, do not forget to check out our awesome sponsors at Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. I just used my Bevel razor today, actually, to get my sexy on, or try my best anyway. I'm absolutely in love with this razor. It just feels right. It feels like what I'm supposed to do. It makes me feel grown. It makes me feel like rich and chocolate, and I'm in love with it. And I love the cream and stuff that you can use on your face. And it helps to like keep your skin smooth and not irritated. So it's a really, really good razor to use.
That sounds dope. It is also clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps. And 4 out of 5 men reported reduced razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. It's been dermatologist tested, and it was created by Tristan Walker, who is a young entrepreneur who found this void in the marketplace and decided to fill it with Bevel. It's a fantastic product. And the holidays are coming up. So, you know, if you have a special man in your life, right? Anybody who needs a good shave, we are offering you guys a very dope 20% off your first month at getbevel.com. So head on over and check them out.
That's right. Get Bevel. I'm sorry. Go to getbevel.com today and use code THEREED to get 20% off your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. So go there and get something for your husband or your boyfriend, your baby daddy, a trade. Whoever you want to try it out.
Whoever just needs a gorgeous close shave with that coarse hair and that sensitive skin.
All right, let's go back to the show. So it's time. We're just going to just wrap this up. It's a special Thanksgiving episode. And so do you have like a Thanksgiving moment or something special you'd like to share to close?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about my day today and how I'm going to be thankful for some brand new things this week that I would not have been thankful for previously. Okay. First of all, I see the judgment in your face already.
I'm not.
I see it.
It's not here.
I see it. Friend, I see it. And I feel it. It's palpable.
Oh, all right.
So, but anyway, I did not have a great day yesterday and I just felt very much like I wanted to not be sober. So I drank the bottle of wine that I had at home already. And it was, now listen, it was not a full bottle. It was like 60-70% full. So it's not like I drank one whole bottle of wine, but I finished that little bit. And you know, that's really not that much wine. Like, are you a wine drinker? Do you know anything about this?
No.
It's not that, I mean, it sounds like a lot. I guess it does hindsight
sound like a very lot.
See, this is why I was telling you about the judgment and how I could feel it. Because
no,
it just
sounds,
just right,
I'm agreeing
there
with what you said.
I'm just saying it would not have been out of the ordinary, I think, to go to the liquor store and get another bottle of wine if you had only had 60% of another bottle. So don't judge me when I tell you that that's what I did.
Okay.
I went to the liquor store. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Okay.
And I didn't get a good wine either. This didn't have, there was no cork. You just unscrew it.
Okay.
I don't even know if it counts as wine. It was pink. It tasted a little carbonated. I don't know really what I drank.
Was it like a malt?
You know, that doesn't sound right. I think it was marketed as a wine. But it just was something that you would never, something Keisha Cole would serve at a bridal shower, like pink
like
Moscato
moonshine?
Or some shit. It was like drinking perfume. I don't know.
Okay.
The point is that I drank all of that too.
Okay.
I drank that whole bottle. Mm-mm. I drank that whole bottle of whatever that was on top of the real wine that I had had just prior. And then I didn't eat for the majority of the day. And so by that point, I was just very, very wasted. And I thought, in all my drunkenness, it would be a good idea to take 3 Tylenol and drink a bunch of water and go to bed.
Oh.
That way, I would wake up and feel great. But I didn't wake up and feel great today.
No,
I didn't.
I don't think so.
It was one of those days where as soon as you open your eyes, you realize it's about to be bullshit after bullshit. And there's no, you can't tell where the end is gonna be. Like,
okay,
you're gonna be struggling for the great majority of your day.
Right.
And that's what happened to me. I vomited today.
Okay.
So many times.
Okay.
Far more than I knew I was capable of.
Wow.
It happened right, I got up and I thought, oh no, that's what we're doing today. I remembered the previous day and I was upset about that. And then I thought about how urgently I needed to vomit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had to throw away a rug today. I spent approximately 15 minutes on my knees on the floor, vomiting into a trash bag. I vomited into a couple of sinks.
Okay.
Vomited into just a small plastic bag I happen to have, thankfully. I vomited outside of work once I finally did manage to get together the strength to leave the house.
Right.
Because, you know, I was absolutely tardy as fuck today.
Okay.
But I vomited once more because I had tried to have some ginger ale to settle my stomach. And my stomach was like, bitch, you truly tried it. But this sugar bullshit is not, we're not doing this today. And so then I proceeded to vomit even more into the trash can right outside my building. And it was very bad. I looked so bad that the homeless man who normally asks every day for money didn't ask. Like, made eye contact with me and stopped jingling his cup. I swear to God. I was like, okay, so I'm not having a good day. I'm not. This is not a good day, right? Like, it's not even noon. I've already vomited more times today than I have all year long. It's just... I make it to work. Thank God. You know, I'm able to get through the day. I did not vomit anymore. That was the end of that. But, you know, just these incredible pains. My stomach sometimes just kind of folding in on itself. Not really feeling like I can tolerate the smell or sound of other people. It's just been a rough ass day till I got to the studio. So I just am going to spend some time this Thursday thanking God for my liver and for a sense of discernment so that in the future I may not decide to drink two bottles of wine on an empty fucking stomach and then throw in some pills and go to bed. Like, what kind of suicide mission bullshit? Like, it was almost like I had written a letter to myself. Like, bitch, wouldn't you like to feel miserable all day tomorrow? Here's what you do. Like, I don't know what the fuck I was going through, but thank God I made it.
Thank God.
So that's my horrifically embarrassing Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving story. What's yours?
Well, I was just going to tell, well, since my birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
We don't have to.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen. That's beautiful. So happy my birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yay, yay.
So.
Happy birthday.
Are we finished?
To
you can't. Bitch, you're not me, so you can stop.
You.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. So beautiful.
You're welcome. I put effort into that.
I'm grateful.
You ought to be.
So yesterday was, for lack of a better word, boring. And, like.
Okay.
It's all my fault. And it's because, like, I don't like to make a big deal of myself. I don't make birthday plans. Because it's just like, okay, what the fuck do I want to do? Anyway, I go, like, whatever. Like, everybody's on Thanksgiving right now. I don't have, like. So then the birthday comes. And
wait, was that a sentence? What?
I don't know.
But you told me a million times you didn't want to do anything for your birthday.
Well, when you say, no, hold on.
Okay.
Y'all be like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I be like,
yeah.
Like, but I'm not, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have anything that I want to do. So this is the thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't like to plan things, and I don't ever want to, like, make a big deal out of my, like, you. My idea of a great birthday would just be, you know, getting wasted with all of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was just boring. And then the whole day sucked. And so it was just all bad. But I had Beyonce and Blue Dream called that Blue Ivy. Oh!
I don't.
Leaps into the crowd.
That didn't have to. Okay.
So that was great.
But.
And Netflix on fleek.
So you did want to do something for your birthday. Why didn't you say so?
But I didn't want to, like, do something.
But I said, do you have plans? And you're like, no, I don't want to do anything. That's every single time I asked you.
Well, because when you say, do you want to do something, it's like, you're like.
Well, because knowing you, you're not going to want to do nothing. You'd be like, no. Because you'd say that all the time.
I think that I just wanted somebody to do something for me.
But you told us the exact opposite.
I'm realizing that this is what has happened.
Obviously, if we thought you wanted to do something for your birthday, we would have. But you kept saying no. So I think we all just believed you.
But I think I was not meaning.
Is this a read to your friends? Like,
no, it's no.
Because
I acknowledge that this is my fault.
I came here to have a good time.
I acknowledge that this is my fault.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like. I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Now I feel bad.
No, I'm just saying, I think that I don't take myself. Okay, so my story is actually this.
Okay.
On my 18th birthday, the very same thing happened. Everybody asked me, what do you want to do for your birthday? It's your 18th birthday. I don't like to make a big deal of myself. Like, I'm not one to be like, oh, like, even when people will say, oh, hey, you're funny to me, and like, at a meet and greet or whatever the fuck, it's just like, oh, thank you. Like, I don't, I don't see whatever. So I don't like to be like, oh, I want to have a party, because it's like, bitch, who the fuck is going to your party? You know what I'm saying?
No, what?
So when I was 18, everybody asked me what I wanted to do, and I said nothing. All I wanted was this carrot cake from Publix, because carrot cake at Publix is delicious.
Yeah.
And so
the chicken too.
The everything. So I got this. My mom went out to Publix and got me this carrot cake that said happy birthday to me on it. And it just so happened that that year my birthday fell on Thanksgiving, which it does every couple of years, whatever. So my 18th birthday is Thanksgiving. So we're going over to my aunt's house to have Thanksgiving there. And they brought the cake over there with all the rest of the food. So by the time I got there, which was maybe a 30 minutes, whatever, after the thing was supposed to start, which for Jamaicans, I might as well have just came the day before. So I got there like into like good time. Bitch, when I walked up into that shit, do you know that they had already started eating my damn cake? All I said that I wanted at this motherfucker was that one thing. All I wanted was a cake, bruh. That's all I wanted, was a carrot cake. That's it. And there were several cakes there. There were more. There was...
You wasn't planning to share it? You wanted the
cake
to
my, it said happy birthday with my name on it. And I wasn't there, but you still proceeded... to take a bite of
okay,
my
I didn't know it had
cake.
Your name on it. That's fucked up.
What kind of bullshit?
I thought it was just a regular carrot cake. I thought it was just like a regular cake that you get at Publix or whatever with like the carrot on it.
Right. That's but they have like you can
like
get
it's
like
just
a
like
big
plain
kind.
Icing and then like a carrot picture on it.
Right, but you can get like a big con like you can get them there's a huge version of that.
Okay.
And I had that with my name and shit on it for my birthday, and I was planning to come there and be like, oh, you know, and I'm thinking maybe they'll put a couple of candles this month or something, because it's my 18th birthday. They ate it.
You really look pissed.
It's my fault.
Let that go.
But anyway, so.
No, because see, that one really was not your fault. Because it said fucking happy birthday on it. Like, it was clearly, blatantly your cake. Like, niggas should not have cut your cake without you being there.
Well, that was my story because it was Thanksgiving. And it's just like the Thanksgiving story that always stands out for me. But at the same time. It's the same thing. Like, I wanted to do something for my 18th birthday. I turned 18, but I just was like, oh, no, I don't want to. I always do that.
Yeah.
So.
You definitely downplayed it to the point where I thought, oh, he just doesn't want to. Especially since you're in your own place. Now I was like, this nigga is going to sit at home and get high and order a bunch of food. And I just figured that wasn't like your way of spending your birthday.
Oh, I mean, I had a great day.
Okay.
It just could have been. Because it's always like.
So now I know you're one of those friends who lies about that and says that they don't want something.
Lie feels like an aggressive word.
Okay. Stories. And says that they don't. Okay. Misleads.
I'll take that one.
You have people thinking one thing when you really mean the total opposite. Got it.
Well, but you know something? I honestly forgot it was my birthday until it was my birthday.
Yeah.
You know, but then when the day is there, then it's like, it's my one little day out of all 365. Like, I want to maybe do something. Whatever. I'm the worst.
Okay. Well, so, no, now we'll know. And we'll know that even when you're like, oh my God, no, I don't want to. No, I'm serious. No, I don't care.
We'll I don't be doing really all do. That.
Not. All at once like that, but you will say all of those words. But you break them up. Like, there's a bit of a pause in between them.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, friend. We could have done something, because I was just at home with two bottles of wine acting like I wanted to die, so.
Well, there's that.
So, I guess this has been an episode of The Read.
I was going to say one last thing.
Okay.
Can I get deep?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I'm feeling very deep right now.
I am thankful for being black. And I'm thankful for being black because I just feel close to the earth. Like, I feel, as a black person, regardless of the bullshit that takes place in this country and wherever the hell else around the world, I feel like reading and knowing my history and knowing what we as a people have been through, I feel close to the earth and humanity. I feel close to civilization just by looking at my skin and knowing that, like, I have ancestors that have created and or revolutionized the advancement of, like, medicine and currency and arithmetic and science and
the
architecture
written word.
And right.
Everything.
Like, everything. Mm-hmm. That's what we are a part of, mm-hmm, as black people. And I feel like I don't really want to talk about, like, what's going on in Ferguson and all that shit, because I don't want this to be like one of those sad episodes, but I really just want to talk about, like, why this shit takes place. Like, you really have to look at it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, and I thought about this earlier today. I was like, you know, like, all of the people that were marching and yelling and fighting and bleeding and being beaten and stuff like this during the civil rights movement, a lot of those people are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids are still alive.
Yeah.
And the people who were out there saying, who the fuck do these niggas think that they are?
That's my parents. Like,
they're still...
That is literally my parents. Like, my parents lived through that.
But no one's saying... There's just... No one is talking about, like, the history. No, mm-hmm, one is talking about what's really going on. Like, I feel like, when you think about shit like what's going on in Ferguson, when you think about all of these different cases that always pop up, it's like, these are just the kids and grandkids of them same motherfuckers who are saying, who the fuck do you think niggas think that you are? Like, mm-hmm, it's the same bullshit, but it's clouded in all of this like fakeness. It's just this what, and then in school, no one's, like, these kids aren't being taught,
mm-hmm,
anything besides whatever whack-ass curriculum there is in schools now, which is basically just, you know,
mm-hmm,
the beginning of black was when they brought their asses over here from Africa, and then, mm-hmm, it was slaves, and Martin Luther King came, and it was over. Like, yeah, that's what...
That is it. That's the timeline.
They're teaching kids. And so,
oh, and now there's a Barack Obama special edition so that they can say the end of racism came.
Well, right, because Barack Obama was the president. Yes. And so when you're a kid now and you're going to school and, you know, you're a white child and this is what you're being it's like, you, hey, I came out the veg and I was right and everything's all right, so I don't know what
what's the big ass like, fuss.
You can, we all going to the same school together. We use the same water fountains and eat the same lunch. Why are you guys so angry? Like, maybe you pulled your pants up. Like, that's what they think. And they have the same parents that have been telling them, who the fuck do these niggas think that they are? You know what I'm saying? And no one's teaching these kids, like, every other fucking subject that you take your ass to in this school, a brown person fucking revolutionized or curated some shit from that same ass shit that you say, all of that X, Y, Z, motherfucking all of them letters that you put into them essays and bullshit, all that science and all that, yes, over here. But you don't know nothing about that. Because as far as you're concerned, and for these politically correct ass textbooks and all this whack ass curriculum from these teachers that don't give a fuck because they're not getting paid enough, what you're getting is, black people came over here and they put on their damn aprons and their bonnets, honey, and they picked this goddamn cotton, and then Rosa Parks mm-hmm, did not get her ass off of that bus, and Martin Luther King came over and he had a dream, and then slavery was over, mm-hmm, and, like, that's what kids, yes, think.
Jesse Jackson
mm-hmm, and then at some point then Beyonce's and Barack Obama and look at us and Michael Jackson. like,
no. And that's how they can prove that everything is equal now and nobody understands what you niggas are still so mad about.
So maybe if you stop listening to all that loud ass rap music and you pull your pants up, then people wouldn't have to do this. What are you like? Like, they think we ungrateful.
Yeah.
Like, they feel like,
and they think we're lesser.
Well, that's exactly the issue, because as far as white people came over, as far as white people are concerned, when they came over here and killed every motherfucker they could find, this
just
shit
about
became,
all of them.
This was theirs.
Yes.
And who they brought off, we're secondary. Like, there was literal fighting and death and blood that had to run through the streets just for us to have the same quote-unquote rights. But, bitch, we are the primary. Like, over here, you need to know your place. Who do you think that you are? We built this, yes, on the back of you, but you came over here. We let you learn your little English or whatever the fuck and praise our God. What more do you want from us? Like, what more do you want? You have your hippity hop music and your BET. What the fuck? What else? You have your own channel, your own month. What the fuck else do you want?
You have Beyonce. I mean, really, black people? What the fuck is there to complain about?
The president is black. He's yeah, two whole terms. What the fuck? They feel like we are ungrateful. Mm-hmm. But we have to be reminded that we are secondary because it's just like this sick, twisted. That's what they're built on. Like that's racism. Is that type of ignorance is built into that history? That's what it is.
Yeah,
and it just has changed a little bit and gotten like milder and milder and milder in ways. But don't forget your place, because at the end of the day, this shit was built for us. This shit was built with us in mind. We don't give a fuck about you because you're secondary. You're just allowed to be here. And in fact, if you don't like it, go back to Africa, even though we brought your motherfucking asses over here. But guess what? We will beat your asses. We will kill your motherfucking kids. We'll do whatever the fuck we want to because you can't do shit about it. What you gonna do? We have the law, we have the money, we have the infrastructure, we have the everything, and we pay our taxes so that you can eat. You are so ungrateful. And in fact, don't even complain to us because we will beat your asses and your kids' asses. And what are you gonna do about it?
You better go the fuck off.
What are you gonna do about it? Because we have everything. And it's ours. That's what this is. And people need to be talking about this. You can't just get mad. Of course, everybody should be pissed because it doesn't make any sense. But talk about why it doesn't make any sense. Talk about the history behind this and bring about the ignorance, like the actual ignorance. Like it's literally just that these people don't realize how heinous and ridiculous this is. These are literally the kids and grandkids of people who said, who the fuck do these niggas are? They don't deserve to have the same rights. They don't deserve to drink from where we drink. They don't deserve to go to the movies where we go. Like, these are the kids and the great. This shit just happened.
Yeah.
It just happened. It's not old. So let's like stop trying to pull the wool over even black kids' eyes and teach them. Not only were we dragged over here from Africa, this is what we did for the planet since it began. For them same white people. That's what kids need to know. They need to know the good, and they damn sure need to know the evil. Because as far as kids today know, they have their Starbucks and their Snapchat, honey, and they don't know why the fuck we so damn angry. Whew. I'm done. I'm sorry. I just need to get that out.
I'm glad you did. That was dope as hell.
So do you...
I'm not even getting into... I've said it all. Like, you can go back and listen to the upheaval episode. I've said absolutely everything that needs to be said about this topic. I wish I could say that I see an end in sight, but I'm not going to stop fighting for it. I don't know if it'll come. I pray that it will. But you know what? That is the exact same thing my daddy and mama told me, and the exact same thing my grandparents told them, and the exact same thing her great-grandparents. Like, it just has been every single generation of people saying, black people saying to their children, I just really hope it changes in your lifetime. And it's something you don't even grasp fully as a child. I thought my parents were, like, so radical and so militant. It was just like, why are y'all so black?
Right.
Like, and now I'm like, oh, my nigga,
this is, yeah,
I get it. Like, yes, I understand now. You have to be, because they show us time and time again that we mean nothing to them. So you have to have that love for yourself. you have to say, no, I'm black and everything about me is adorable as fuck. And bitch, you wish you had it. That's why Kylie Jenner's raggedy ass is over there drawing on an extra set of lips and coloring that shit in like, hey, nobody see that. That's a fake ass lip. That's why all them hoes have bought asses and they want to look like us. They want to be us. They lay outside
that's
all damn
Taylor
day.
That's why Taylor Swift is over here swinging, knocking her damn knees together and shit over here and trying to give you some outcast ass beats. That's why all these bitches got their edges fucking jailed down with gold teeth in their motherfucking mouth. You don't want for black people to have power or advantage, but you want the culture because it's just what it's aesthetically cool. Like,
and you think it makes sense to tell a group of peaceful people to be peaceful about a non-peaceful event. You think it makes sense to have a police officer shoot a teenager dead in the street and then tell everybody to be peaceful. Where was the peace when the gun was going off? Y'all kiss my ass, truly and honestly. Just skip me with all of it. You already know how I feel about this shit. I done already went on for way longer than I planned to. It's just like, girl, just right. Miss me with all of it. I'm over it by now. I smell what the fuck you motherfuckers is stepping in. Just understand that I know me.
I'm just, that's what I'm saying. I'm thankful for being black. I'm grateful for being black. And I just urge kids, you know, because in order for me to really feel that way and love who we are, I had to actually go out and seek the knowledge myself. And I still do, because I'm still learning things, you know, about myself and about us and our history. And I'm 27.
Yeah.
And so I just really want for kids to know that we didn't get here. Like, our being black didn't start at slavery. Like, it didn't. I want for you to, like, learn our history, learn more about ourselves, be proud of who you are, understand that we had so much to do with this planet as a whole. Don't forget it. Respect that. Bow down, bitches. That's all the fuck I'm saying. So that's three.
All right. Make sure you check us out on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And Twitter at This Is The Read, and on our website at thisistheread.com. Where you can catch bios and every show and all kinds of stuff. I was going to announce it this week, but then the merchandise all sold out. So there's some new Words Mean Things coming back after the holiday. What? Possibly some fun things like shot glasses and notebooks and who knows. And we might do something with the show. People have been asking about apparel, so maybe we'll do something like hoodies or long sleeve t-shirts or something like that.
I'm actually cooking something cute up around that same line of work myself, honey. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But
okay, so you don't want to give out any details? Do we have any announcements? Oh,
I do have an announcement.
Make sure you check us out in New Orleans on December 13th. Tickets are available at thereednola.com. New Orleans, I'm so looking forward to coming down. Y'all just have no idea. I'm so hype about this. I cannot wait.
I'm working on like an Andre 3000-esque outfit.
Okay. Yes. Oh my God.
I mean,
definitely.
I know Andre 3000 isn't from New Orleans, but I just want to.
Yeah. Solange isn't either, but I'm definitely going for like a Solange if she was a Saints fan kind of look.
Okay.
Like that's definitely my lane.
Bring on your Creole.
Yes, bring all your light skinned trade cousins.
They're all welcome. Show. Maybe the VIP. Also, I want to announce a really fun
maybe backstage
event that I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
December 9th.
Oh my God, really?
I'm doing a show with Asante and Destin called Detention.
Yay!
So, yes, Asante and Destin and I are doing a love and relationship and sex workshop-esque seminar-esque bad bitch.
It already sounds filthy.
It's going to be a blast. So, I urge you to go and grab some tickets. I think the link should be up right now. I'm pretty sure the URL is nycdetention.com. If not, look in the description. The link, the URL will be there. So come on out, New York City and surrounding areas, if you can make it December 9th. It's going to be completely ratchet and lots of fun. I'm so excited to be doing a show with them. So
Okay, great.
Come out and see. Maybe it'll be the first.
That is
of
going
several.
To be so fun. Like you, yeah. Especially, Lord God.
Dustin's gonna have.
Dustin's gonna numbers. Get all the sex questions.
All the numbers.
Yes, you listen. Them, I already know because I see who Dustin pulls when we go out, and we don't even be at the club. Like, I have seen Dustin go to.
Don't tell his business.
Okay. It is just amazing. Like, if I was not witnessing it, I would not believe that it was real. The shit that happens when Dustin goes somewhere. Like,
from way back.
So, yes, I'm so excited for this show. This is going to be fun as hell.
Yes. So, do we have anything else?
I don't think so. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And if you're in a city with Bluebell and you're not eating it, then how? Why don't you love Christ?
Yeah, why don't you love Christ? That's rational.
That was a stupid thing to say. But seriously, get the Bluebell. Because, bitch, why wouldn't you?
We're going home. We will see y'all next week.
All right.